This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. There's been a major victory for individual liberty in America, thanks to the Trump administration, and another individual in Austin, Texas, named Cody Wilson. He's part of Defense Distributed, and he was attacked by the Obama administration and the DOJ at the time for designing downloadable plans to print your own rudimentary 3D guns. Now, these guns were not high firepower guns. I mean, they practically blow themselves apart because the polymers that are used in 3D printing today are not very strong. I mean, some of these guns fire one shot and then they explode after that. But it was the theory of it, the principle that the DOJ objected to. And they said that Cody Wilson was violating ITAR, which is, I forgot what that stands for, but it's a restriction on exporting any products related to weapon systems and so on. And ITAR restrictions do apply to many products like night vision products and certain types of firearms and so on. But the DOJ tried to apply the ITAR to Cody Wilson's online gun printing blueprint files, essentially. And they essentially tried to throw him in prison. Well, that's all been reversed now. The DOJ has agreed to lift the ITAR restrictions and also to pay the legal expenses of the Second Amendment Foundation that represented Cody Wilson in this fight. And they have agreed that individuals in America do have the right to post downloadable printable gun plans. This is a huge victory. It's the decentralization of the manufacturing of firearms. This is good for freedom because centralization of power always leads to tyranny. You know, too much power always leads to abuse of that power. It's the decentralization of power that leads to more free societies. And in a society where every person can download and print a working gun, the government can never become tyrannical or so tyrannical, because the people could always rise up against that government and overthrow that government and take the power back to the people, because government's supposed to be an expression of the will of the people, not an entity that enslaves the people. And that's why governments around the world always restrict guns from citizens, because they want a monopoly on firepower so they can rule as tyrants and kings and dictators and so on. So the more access citizens have to gun printing technology, the more free your society will be overall. And it's thanks to the efforts of people like Cody Wilson that are making this happen. So this is a major, major victory. And the real kicker here is that as 3D printing technology becomes more mature and more elaborate materials become available through 3D printing, it won't be long before you'll be able to print stronger and stronger guns using downloadable plans. And heck, now that this is legal, who knows? I mean, I do a lot of 3D design. I've designed grow systems and float valves using 3D design software and 3D printing. And I might be interested to see what this looks like, some of those 3D plans myself, and maybe print some of them and play around, just run some experiments for editorial purposes, you know? Could be interesting. But Cody Wilson has done a great thing here. Even right now, as soon as he's posting the plans again, which could happen any day, you can download his plans, print some parts on a 3D printer, combine them with a few pieces of metal. You got to have a metal barrel. You have to have metal screws and springs and bolt components and so on. So you can't print an invisible gun with this technology. You still have to have metal parts. But a lot of people could be able to do that legally. It's legal to manufacture your own gun in America, in most places. Obviously, check your local laws before you do something like this. But in most of America, it's legal to make your own gun. And this is just one different way to make your gun. You know, you put together a metal barrel and some screws and springs. You follow the instructions. You print the polymer parts, and then you assemble it all together, and you actually have a working, simple firearm. And that's good for freedom. That's good for liberty. That's the Second Amendment right there at work. And thank God, with you know, Kavanaugh as the upcoming Supreme Court nominee who has affirmed the rights of individuals to bear arms, we're going to have even more protections at the Supreme Court level for Second Amendment rights of Americans. So that's all good news. Now, there's a related technology called the Ghost Gunner that Cody Wilson is also involved with. The Ghost Gunner is a CNC routing or router. It's like a 3D lathe, so to speak. And what you do is you purchase over the counter, you purchase 80% lower AR receivers, or you can purchase an 80% Glock handgun. And by 80%, that means it's 80% done manufactured, but it's not 100%. And you can't actually use it as a live weapon unless you go the full 100%. So you actually have to finish the manufacturing yourself. And this is all legal. The ATF has already rendered many, many decisions on this technology. So you can buy an 80% handgun, and then you buy this Ghost Gunner from, I think it's from, what is it, Defense Distributed? I think that's the company. And then it allows you to put the 80% lower receiver or the 80% Glock on the table of this machine, and then the machine does the rest of the cutting and router drilling and those things, and it finishes that part of the gun for you, and then you can assemble all the parts, the springs, the pins, everything else, and you can make a finished gun. And this is a gun that does not have a serial number. This is a gun that does not go through a background check. It doesn't require you to go through an FFL transfer. None of that stuff. And this is all legal. It's all protected. Again, in most jurisdictions, you can manufacture your own gun. So Cody Wilson has been a key part of the machinery here. One machine that allows you to convert 80% parts into fully functioning simple firearms, and another machine or another technology that allows you to 3D print very simple polymer-based working firearms by downloading 3D printing plans. So that is good for freedom. And there'll be some 3D printers that don't want you to print guns on their printers, and so they may try to block those plans. I would suggest you do not buy those printers. There are plenty of open source printers on the market that will print whatever file you feed them. And printing a 3D gun is the same as manufacturing a gun, which is perfectly legal in most jurisdictions. So this is a technology that is good for America. It's good for freedom. It's good for individuals, for self-defense, for the protection of your country, protection of your communities, your families, your homes and property. This is all around good technology. And once again, under President Trump, the DOJ has affirmed the right of Americans to possess this technology, to use it, and to share the files that are necessary to manufacture your own private firearms in the privacy of your own home. This could save millions of lives one day. If there's ever a tyrant, a dictator in Washington, you know, some future dystopian future, and the people need to rise up and take back their freedom, this is precisely the kind of technology that could make that happen. This technology can prevent a Holocaust. It can prevent genocide. This is technology that can empower the people to take back their country if a horrible dictator ever tries to rise to power, which is exactly what leftists want. They want to be authoritarian dictators and tyrants, and they want to disarm all the population so that the people can't fight back. That's the whole point of being disarmed, is so that, I mean, it's just like Hitler disarmed the Jews before he rounded them up and committed mass genocide. He had to disarm them first. Why do you think Hitler is the model of gun control, followed by Democrats in America? They actually followed the language of Hitler's Gun Control Act, I think it was 1933. So, you know, hey, wake up to reality. The more guns we have in the hands of honest, law-abiding citizens, the more free we will all be as a people. And that's the future that we need. So, major victory for freedom. Once again, God bless America. Thank God that we elected Trump. And thank God that the deranged, lunatic left has been stopped yet again from their effort to try to destroy our country, strip away our liberties and rights, and enslave us all, which is their ultimate goal. We now have another technology to stop them. and that's good for us all. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Hear my podcasts at real.video and check out my website, gear.news, for survival gear. It's gear, GEAR.news.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.